No matter your views, gun rights and the effects of gun violence are a big part of American life. That's why our partners at Guns in America are asking, when you look at a gun, what do you see? Guns in America's Matt Richmond visited a young man growing up in Cleveland to explore the role guns play in his life.
One day not long ago, James Banks was sitting in his house in the St. Clair Superior neighborhood in Cleveland. He picked up a tape recorder and turned it on.
If you can really listen to, like, out the window towards two streets down, it just sounded like a full-on war out there.
It was a shooting at 3 p.m. right around the corner. Banks, who goes by JB, worries sometimes that a bullet will come through a wall or window. But this time, he went right back to watching TV. Last year, there were 108 murders in Cleveland, close to the highest per capita rate among cities nationwide. Gunshots are a common thing in JB's neighborhood in Cleveland. Driving around his quiet neighborhood one afternoon, past the empty lots where abandoned houses used to stand, JB, who's 18, described how the gunfire becomes normal after a while.
My mom used to tell us, like, if we heard gunshots, then, like, hide in a basement or something of that sort. And I remember one year, I was still a kid, but I heard gunshots, Wayne Dottie, and I ran into the basement. And then I waited for him, and then I realized I was the only one in the house who still ran in the basement. And this is.
But as he drives the route from his house to the bus stop, the route he travels most often by foot, JB says his family knows most of the people who live on these blocks and feels safe here.
I know stuff has happened around here before. I know that I just need to watch my surroundings pretty much.
JB's relationship with guns isn't simple. He doesn't carry one, but knows plenty of people who do. He's never lost a loved one to violence, but knows plenty of people who have. He's only shot one once, into the air on New Year's Eve. That's a thing in Cleveland. And his reaction when he looks at a gun has changed over the years. The first time JB saw one, he was 6 years old and found it while cleaning in his house.
It was really before I had any, I guess, knowledge of what was actually dangerous. I just really did whatever my parents would let me do.
So he left it where he found it. Then by the time he was 13, he started noticing kids his age carrying guns.
What do you have this for? Like, you're pretty much a kid. Like, what would you want with a gun?
JB's 18 now, and guns are pretty common where he's from. He knows lots of other things are going to have to change before that does. In JB's zip code, close to half live below the poverty line, 10 points higher than citywide.
It's just, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire. As long as you have people in the hood who need to feed their families, you're going to have someone pick up a gun and do it.
Now that he's older and he can't avoid it entirely, his reaction to seeing a gun depends on who's holding it.
If you have a gun, that means ultimately you might end up shooting someone with it, whether it be for a bad purpose or whether it be to protect yourself.
So JB navigates his world with that in mind. Like when he gets in a car with someone who has a gun, he notices where they're keeping it.
They know what they need it for. They know what they need it for. If they have it in, like, the glove compartment, that means ultimately they probably wouldn't expect to use it. Or if you roll with it on your person, then you're ultimately ready to use it at any given time.
So back to the first question. When he looks at a gun,
you know, I see literally the use for it. I guess is what I was trying to explain. I see literally the use for a gun. You know, whether or not people will use it to defend or offend.
The problem isn't the gun, JB says. The problem is that some people where he's from think they need one in the first place. For Guns in America, I'm Matt Richmond.